Symphony Under Siege, written and narrated by Stephen Hall. Note from the author. Thank you so much for purchasing Symphony Under Siege. I really hope you enjoy listening. As the story unfolds across many decks of the vast luxury space liner, the Symphony of the Stars, I thought you might like an exclusive map of the ship to help you follow the action. To get access to a high-res printable version, join my mailing list by sending me an email to author@thestephenhall.com. I look forward to connecting with you. Dedication to Jude and Lily for your tolerance, support, encouragement, and love. Chapter 1. 512 Years in the Future, a Thursday morning, 5:45 a.m. In the Milky Way galaxy, somewhere in the Orion Cygnus arm, the endless and eternal vista of stars, 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 and more stars was suddenly interrupted. An enormous luxury liner cruised majestically through the vacuum, its immaculate white hull violently contrasting with the inky blackness of its surrounds. This was the flagship of the Frontier Line Corporation's fleet. This was the Symphony of the Stars, and it was ludicrously grand. Everything about the Symphony's appearance told you it was expensive, but it told you in that arrogant, bored way that made you feel a bit guilty about bothering it in the first place. This ship was designed, decorated, and detailed to be seen, to elicit gasps of admiration from every passing onlooker. No onlookers were passing right now, of course. The ship was traversing deep space. Any gasps out here wouldn't be from admiration, more from asphyxiation. And yet, the ship was currently being observed, and observed rather intently. In the elegant sanctuary of her quarters, the Symphony's captain, Diana Singh, was exhausted. She had slept fitfully last night. The events of the last few days had prevented her from escaping, however briefly, into blissfully ignorant slumber. She had been pacing her quarters for the past 10 minutes, wrestling with the problem as she drank her third cappuccino, courtesy of the replicator in her kitchen. Despite her fatigue, her posture was rigid as she sat on the edge of her bed, rubbing her eyes. The view wall behind her showed the glorious infinite expanse slowly sliding past. Space had always enthralled Captain Singh, for the past 50 years at least. To her, space was no cold, lifeless vacuum. It was a never-ending showground, the ultimate collection of infinite, wondrous possibilities, a profound and irresistible invitation. "This one's a true starfarer," her mother often said. Back on Earth, 1,000 years ago, true seafarers were said to be called by the North Star. Diana Singh wasn't called by one star. She was called by all of them. But right now, her mind was on other matters. She was poring over her ship's promotional brochure yet again, trying to force her regimented brain to think laterally, to open itself to any connection, association, or memory, however random. She'd run out of any other ideas.
"You've worked hard for your wealth. You appreciate the finer things. So do we. Welcome to luxury space cruising at its most sophisticated and opulent. Welcome aboard the Symphony of the Stars. You've earned the elegant indulgence of a lavish, all-inclusive Symphony of the Stars world-hopping experience. Design your own symphony cruising adventure by choosing from our 4-planet, 8-planet, and 12-planet cruises. There's simply no better way to experience all the wonders of this solar system. Our shore leave planetfall excursions are exciting, informative, and fun, with the most knowledgeable guides in the industry. They're all native to the planets you'll be visiting, and they'll show you all those exotic, out-of-the-way destinations that most travelers can only dream about. On your Symphony of the Stars holiday, you can do as much or as little as you like." She snorted. Although she'd commanded this colossal shrine to hedonism for 5 years now, Diana Singh had never truly made her peace with the role. It was a cushy, by-the-numbers affair, chugging along the same route at the same velocity, with the same crew year in and year out. The same destination.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?